Well, here at home, with many older people not having anyone to keep them company this Christmas, Alone, the charity that enables older people to age well at home, will be delivering 2,000 Christmas meals around the country on Christmas Day tomorrow. Alone staff have also made more than 20,000 calls to older people to check in on their needs ahead of Christmas and to provide whatever support is required. Well, our reporter Joe Caulfield met with some Alone volunteers and the older people they care for in Dublin to find out how impactful company and support can be at this time of year.
Hi, Teresa. How are you keeping? Lovely to meet you.
Lovely to meet you.
I was on...
Across Ireland, almost 200,000 older people are living alone. Some surrounded by a network of friends and family, but many others without anyone to support them.
The 12th of December, I remember moving in here on the 12th of December, Daniel O'Donnell's birthday.
Teresa is 84 and contacted Alone after a family bereavement left her struggling to deal with grief with no one to console her.
My sister's away in the States and my brother is away in America and my niece Mary is her name down in Waterford. That's all I have.
So tell me a little bit about how you got involved with Alone. Did you reach out to them or someone put you in touch with them or how did it come about?
Well, I did. I did reach out to them actually because I had a loss, you know, that I needed a bit of help. I'd raw grief, you know. So I rang actually and all of a sudden Natalie came out here and she did chat with me. Then she brought Sandra along one day and I don't know why I was crying that day, you know, wasn't I, when Sandra arrived.
Tell us about how important it is to have that company in your life.
Well, it's fantastic because Sandra comes from with a load of family around her, you know, and I haven't any brothers or sisters here. But I'm delighted that she has so much family around. Probably she's saying to herself, well, when I get as old as Teresa, I'll be like Teresa, you know, if I'm kind of feeling isolated at any time. Get your coat on and get out.
Nice to have a bit of company around you anyway.
Oh, that's right, because yeah. I'm at the Arch, so...
Sandra is one of 9,000 people who volunteer with Alone nationwide and explains just how much she gets out of the relationship she has formed with Teresa.
So we got to know each other well. She had great stories to tell and she just wanted somebody to listen at the start. And then she'd ask me all about my family and that was great. And we'd have a bit of a laugh as well as maybe a cry or we'd talk to each other.
How important do you think it is for older people to have someone like yourself in their lives to give them that bit of company at Christmas?
Well, that's very important. Teresa has definitely learnt me that, to appreciate the people that we do have around us. In the last about 4 years through Alone, I volunteered to do the dinner collections. And that's just so rewarding. Like, you kind of knock on someone's door, people that I've never met. And I feel guilty leaving them maybe 15, 20 minutes later to go on to the next visit because that's the only person they're going to see that day. It's actually quite emotional now, even talking about it. So through Teresa, I'd understand that she was home alone on Christmas Day, you know, and there are many, many other people like that.
All kind of like carers and all that.
Alone will have supported around 46,000 older people who live alone with calls and visits this year. But CEO Sean Moynan says at Christmas, they really try to go the extra mile.
The older people we support tend to have higher usage of both the GP services and the acute and hospital services. So at Christmas, we make sure that they're not left without the support they need. On Christmas Day itself, we'll probably deliver close to 2,000 dinners. And as well as bringing people dinner, we'll also bring them a person to deliver it and bring them some company and support. And all throughout Christmas, we'll check in with around 12,000 older people just to make sure they have the heating, the company, the medication they need, especially because some of the other services they rely on may be closed.
All I want is a room somewhere far away from the cold night air.
More than just companionship, however, Alone volunteers provide practical support and assistance to older people.
Warm face, warm hands, warm feet, oh, wouldn't it be lovely?
90-year-old Joe contacted the charity in May 2024 after his wife passed away and has found a kindred spirit in his new volunteer and now friend, Frederic.
Ta-da! This young lady here, what a woman. I'm telling you, she's brilliant. Looks after me everywhere. Biscuits, tea. And even the other day, I'm now near the shop. It's just around just at the corner there. Mm-hmm. And I can't walk it on my own. She brought me around there, got the messages and brought me back. And my knees now that day were really terrible. And she nearly had to carry me back, but she did it. Brilliant, brilliant girl.
Frederic, do you mind me asking, what's this man like to have as a companion?
Ah, he's brilliant. I learned so much from him with the musicals, and we have a good laugh too.
It helps that Joe's a bit of a charmer as well, isn't it?
Ah, he is a charmer, definitely. In a very nice way.
Of course.
When I look back and say, my God, all the years I've left on my own, on my own, on my own. I was able to manage, but I would have prepared more company. And the likes of her own, brilliant, brilliant. I won't last much longer.
Plenty of life left in the old dog yet, Joe.
Ho, ho, ho again.
And that was Joe in Finglas, ending that report from Joe Caulfield.